May 28, 1978. Robert, when did you come to Bucks County and why?
Well, I guess I was from New York City, where I spent 13 years, and I was tired of living in law situations which I could hardly pay for, being just fiscally employed. So this place turned up, a friend was living nearby, he knew of it, and we toured and looked for some kind of cheap place, and I bought it and was able to move, rent a truck, and here I was, relocated suddenly.
What were you doing in New York that you stopped doing when you came here?
Well, that's a good question. I basically kept with the same thing. I kept my studio work going, but I was doing carpentry and masonry and all the construction trades, in a sense, which I had not done before. I was a foundry person, a welder, sculptor, painter, and that was it before. So here I was able to get into architecture in a one-to-one frontal contact. Before, it was strictly, you know, art historical, art history, architecture. Mm-hmm. And so I felt it gave me, over these 8 years now, it's given me a notion of architecture which is much more real than any art class, art history class, in terms of art, architecture, I could have possibly had. I had architect friends who were advising this way and that. I learned a lot from them too. Of course, in a way, is to do it yourself. And I guess I would consider some kind of art program proposal. As a matter of fact, I suggested one for Bucks. Then you're building greenhouses, etc., you know, as part of an environmental thing, and as, even as a course of pursuit with environmental courses, like forest biology, husbandry things, and the other sciences brought in to corroborate some kind of a construction thing, like we having a certain community in building in greenhouses and survival kind of things. That's ecological concern. I think of in the car, it was at Penn years ago talking about, you know, developing various ecosystems and that kind of thing.
Right.
It was strictly on a more routine but immediate rehab kind of level in the community, or for, you know, any old, like I did here in a sense. Mm-hmm. Combining reconstruction with greenhouses.
Right.
See, my south side is on the road, so my greenhouse situation wouldn't have worked quite as well. But that would be an ideal, you know. Facing, if this bed were turned the other way, it would be great for solar heating too. Someday maybe I'll put one on the barn roof, a solar panel system. So that's...
That you were able to work on that singularly with your house. You were able to develop your architecture and construction ideas here.
That's right.
But were you able to ever take this out into the community of Bucks County at all? And were your ideas received at the college also?
Well, I think to a degree they were. Certainly some of the design classes, when I was in teaching full-time, teaching 3AD, I had, I think, three classes that year. And I was generally, one of the projects would be an architectural sculpture project. And I had a number of students who were quite interested. The idea of making addition to their own house, or, you know, making their ideal house or their ideal garden structure thing. This is pure ideal, you know, sheer, unbridled idealism, I would say, on my part. And, I can get very enthusiastic about this. It's it's almost absurd, but weren't tragic, I feel, because of the absurdities I got into it when I was here. But of course, it was so different from New York. It was like nirvana. And I didn't care, you know, how tired I got. It was better than trying to meet rent in a, with a view of the air shaft somewhere. I mean, and so it was, you know, like that. But so that was one degree, to answer your question, with Bucks. I think all schools are duchies. They have departments. There's an English department, there's a music department. They never get together. I feel strongly there should be environmental arts concerts, which is something I was pushing more college when I was there. Dance, music, art, and installation, environments. My New York experience, of course, I got this under this pitch. So the architecture becomes then a service ability and way of thinking to help foster the whole environmental arts concepts.
Mm-hmm.
making the space, creating space for performance, etc.
So you were, if I remember correctly, you did one or two pieces yourself up at Bucks, but for the most part, there was no, there is no coordination of any programming.
No.
Were you able to develop any elsewhere in the county?
Any no, I don't really feel there's any effort, any interest in that area, Ivy. If I got to the point, let's say, I were interested enough to try to get people together to either see my work or discuss work of this genre, you know, bringing people in from New York or having training people, combining dance departments, music departments, train them for an ensemble kind of thing. It would have taken years. It takes a kind of organizational pitch. And I could see 3 or 4 years of non-studio production devoted to this kind of effort, and I could not stomach it. It would mean a sacrifice of career for 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
If I could sense any kind of feedback, and if, I suppose, if I had some kind of a financial reward out of it, I would do it at the time, but my situation was always too marginal. And it still is. It's very marginal, extremely marginal. No one knows but my wife now, because she's sharing my problems. But otherwise, I mean, I don't care, except that I have to worry about, and now I have a growing daughter who's 10 months old and growing fast. But it's not that bad in a sense, because I live very well, in a sense that my demands are very mean, very meager, excuse me. Well, it's mean in that there's been concerns, but basically, I live in a transported state. Now, this seems pretentious on the heels of saying that it's a meager and mean situation, but there is that kind of duality. I'm always conscious of that duality.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not an academically oriented person. I could never stay in school forever, for long.
Yet how long have you stayed in schools?
Well, the longest, I would say 3 years, I was at Moore, 2 years at Tyler, 3 years at Moore, and a year here and there, like part-time, and at Bucks I was 1 year plus, I guess it's been about, it could be almost 4 years, counting summers at Bucks, but that is coming to an end. It's almost over, I think. It's just, c'est suffi, I can't go on, just, you know, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm either going to, I can't go through with this kind of conflict. I appreciate, for example, I respect the people at Bucks. And it's just too emotional to think about. Bruce Cassatt, for example, I feel very strongly about him. He's really been a straight, solid help and concerned person. And of course, Nancy Hellebrand is an exception too. We both love her dearly. And John, her husband. And people like Jack Evans and Burry, my person. I see him more than almost anybody else.
Do you see these people as being a major influence at all in your art or the environment at the school? Do they help you in any sense in giving you ideas or criticism or backing?
Well, yes, to a degree. It wouldn't be an art criticism so much. It's more of a human concern for the students' welfare and general things that I gather from the few conversations we have together. I get pointers, for example, in that sense. But they're not so much aesthetic as general navigational solutions or ideas. And it's not, again, I don't really ask questions per se about how do you teach this or that. It's things that they comment upon in the general course of conversation, which I find very helpful. Mm-hmm. Because of this polarity in myself, the idea of dealing on simple terms with the beginning students of draft drawing and whatever. And the other is that I'm so far out in my own work that it's shut off from the average conversation, even with fellow artists who are not involved to that degree that I am. I just sense this. this may be a presumption on my part.
Okay, if, who are your major influences in being able to talk to somebody, artist to artist, about your work? Do they come from here? Do they come from other areas?
Well, there are several here. There, I think Nancy was interested and has been helpful. John is influenced not in terms of art, more in terms of philosophical, moral question, which I am very interested in. And I consider, of course, John a person of the artist consciousness, let's say, you know, the, where ethics, morals, and aesthetics merge somewhere in the upper plane, you know, responsibility, etc. And there's another chap on Carl Stirner, I think you have him too. He's been an old friend many years, 20 years, I guess. He's been helpful up to a point, because we haven't, not always in touch now. And the friend who's doing this book, he's actually a writer, poet, and he's been very helpful. He, of course, it's his sabbatical publication that this book is about, or sponsored by, under the aegis of the school, Hampton Community College, and then friends from New York would make an occasional visit, who I see and occasionally go to New York, the old art circle from the Soho area, which mm-hmm. is friends I see there on the summer trip and all that kind of thing. Or it's the art books. It's things which are not living, and it's like Mozart and the spirit of great people who lived and who are still feeding back, you know, giving it back in great quantity, you know. So,
what do you think Bucks County has given you as an artist? Does it give you, okay, initially gave you the ability to leave New York City and come to a place that had more natural environments for
right,
you?
As a sanctuary.
Right. And mm-hmm. But that's a few years ago already.
Right.
I mean, why do you continue to stay here?
Well, I find it convenient. I'm close to Philadelphia, close to New York, and I make occasional trips there. It'll be more and more trips to New York. I'm sure I'll be going back into New York. It's just a phasing out a certain era right now.
What era is that?
Well, having worked on the house and totally involved in this adaptation to what is a rural environment for me. I find it very rural. And now I've reached a point where my art has matured to the point that it's kind of racing along and just has to go out and be shown. This has been my accounts I've been getting from these several artists who are so supportive, and I feel it myself. It's an impetus that I cannot be denied.
Mm-hmm.
I expect to be showing in the New York Gallery again, say in about a year.
So you see New York as being the location for your work to go in.
Right.
Why would you not consider Bucks County?
Well, there's no real gallery, I would say, that would handle work of the scale that I'm working in and of the avant-garde nature. I don't think, anyway. Not that I... New Hope is out of the question.
Mm-hmm.
New Hope is a crafts place and basically a tourist place and with a great deal of charm. And it's not the kind of thing where... Generally speaking, this has been true of Philadelphia, not only Bucks County or New Hope. People go to New York for their art stuff, and generally I would agree. It's the art market center, and you have that many people dealing with that many ideas. And we tend to, I think, all live in sequestered in our sanctuary as artists in Bucks County. And since I came to kind of rehabilitate myself, you know, in a sense, after New York's various, you know, different pervaded periods for me, being poor in New York.
I want to go back and be rich in New York.
That's right. Right.
So you used this, huh?
Right. Well, I'm not leaving Bucks County. And my feeling is I would never turn anybody away that came to my door.
Mm-hmm.
I would go, my conscience is too close to the surface, as well as my emotions. And I try to keep it in check, but it's right there. And when someone either seems to be not only helpless, but is really needs help. I can't avoid trying to step in. And whether it's a student or, you know, enrolled in the school or someone locally, you know,
So you're saying that you won't necessarily leave or give up of what the ties that you've developed here, that you always will feel some type of responsibility to what you have fostered and and maternalized.
That's right. Very, very good. Yeah. See, there's one thing here, though. I mean, I tend to be a solitary person. I'm kind of reclusive. And part of it is either it wasn't initially shyness. Well, it was that, too. I've always been that way, I would say, reserved, shy. Although teaching has been wonderful in that sense and a great opportunity. And I empathize with the person who should be given their turn to speak. And I try to, in my teaching, bring people out. Draw them out, mm-hmm. the shy ones. The people that speak, I love to hear from them, and it's always great for the class and other students, but I go after the odd types, those that are quiet and in the corner and are rather helpless, I guess, because that's the way I always felt by myself, which I don't feel now. And those people and anyone, I feel I'd like to be of help and I really like people, although I haven't always been able to deal with people. I've been afraid of people, not in school and so forth. And
did Bucks County change that for you? I mean, New York is a very large place, and very often you only get to know the people that are directly in contact with you.
Right, that's true.
Has Bucks County influenced your ability to communicate with people? Has it expanded it, or is it just because of that time in your life when you wanted to learn to communicate more?
I think it's a combination of those two. I was kind of maturing, and I would say that because of the fine quality of the people that one does meet here, and that includes the faculty of Bucks County, you know, really warm, basically warm, generous people who have their own art and orientation problems, having lived in a city, perhaps, and moving here. Alan Goldstein is another person, I would say, who's sympathetic. Although I don't know him well, I would certainly say that in our conversations, a few of them, he certainly was a New York artist and kind of relocated. So it's a combination of those two things.
Have you had the opportunity to meet many artists from the area outside of your experience from the college itself?
Not really, no. See, there are people around. As I mentioned, Bob Whitley, I was a craftsman down in the Solbury area, and a few people, meeting them through friends on occasion. But I haven't sought them out, and I don't know of any specific place. Supposing I had a season ticket. I was a contributing member to the Bucks County Playhouse or something, for example. Mm-hmm. And I was financially and time-wise able to make that a part of a lifestyle, to go to the plays there and so forth. That would have probably led to something, but there isn't that. And generally, I guess my preconceptions there, or bias, is that Bucks County is more devoted to the nostalgia of colonial history, nostalgia, it precludes. It's like water and oil, they don't mix. Mm-hmm. The avant-garde kind of thing is always a solitary thing. Even in New York, it is. Mm-hmm. It's a thing that's based on religious madness, or, you know, some kind of compulsion and desperation. Mm-hmm. All those things, intention, and it's a far cry from the comfort and the indolent self-indulgence of being in a expensively zoned or taxed area. Of course, this area here is actually not that expensive, around the fringe of things, but in Bucks County. So is it a self-indulgence to a degree? I don't consider myself self-indulgent in moving here, but I would say that the community and its environment tends to be self-indulgent and comfortable. And I think it's very pleasant. I think communities should be concerned with embellishment through having things look good, because I believe in that strongly. And I'm trying to beautify my own little, you know, patch here. And I think I've done so. It was hardly much pile of rotting boards, but, you know, things like moving dirt, you know, a lot of dogged, you know, hour after hour of just, you know, doing this kind of, you know, it's like salt mines and, you know, some absurd kinds of mulish activity. But, you know, I do it because it's certainly better. I feel that it's really a salvation for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving me a base.
Have you worked on any construction in Bucks County?
Well, let's see. Yeah, I worked it was formerly a garbage dump that was polluting the streams and leaching out everywhere. And I joined this Lisbon Construction Company coming out of Doylestown. I worked there. It was one winter. And they were building this filtration system, this pumps and so forth, a whole big concatenation of pipes and pumps and filters, and it finally cleaned up the stream, which was polluted for a while. It's now almost healthy again. Mm-hmm. So that was one big thing. The other was working for individual places, guys, you know, one artist, Arturo Quintero, now left the area, but with Carl Sterner, we did a roof and a few other things of that nature.
Have you involved yourself in any modern architecture in Bucks County, or?
No, aside from that one proposal for a possible course at Bucks, there hasn't been any of that, that kind of thing at all.
Mm. It's just that your own, what you've done to your own home, in the sense of design and space usage, there are quite a few homes in Bucks County that are now embodying these same type of ideas.
Mm.
And I was wondering whether you had gone around to any of them and looked at them or talked to any of the people, or had maybe helped in the construction originally with some of them.
Well, I pitched in on a few times. There was one chap right not too far from me, a young chap married then. I worked with him and a number of guys, students from other schools, PCA and so forth, who asked me, they used to come by and comment on, I like the way I did this, and how would you do that? So it was kind of a, I guess you might say, almost a seminar kind of thing, where they'd come here, they felt comfortable here, because I'm fairly easygoing, and they drop in at any point, because I was not married then, it's even easier. But it was very pleasant, and so that was, it was kind of a conciliatory role that I took, and I consider them friends. I didn't consider them students necessarily. They were in many cases younger than I, and it was very nice. But that was who knows? You know, there's a California school of funky architecture, and you know, there's all kinds of salvaging operations going on. And I think it's terrific. Converted mills and, you know, schoolhouses, that whole thing. It's been, you know, I certainly have seen the great color photographs and books, editions of this kind of endeavor. It's been very interesting, very exciting.
Like the Woodstock book.
Exactly.
Came out.
Right. I was working up there once, in fact, years ago. It was the old timer, I forget his name now. I did some weird instructions back in the woods. Windows on candidates who get diamond shapes, and incredible figure he was.
Mm-hmm.
And that was then some time ago.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you are going to leave a mark on Bucks County?
No, not really. Mm-mm. Unless, well, if my, you know, one could only speculate, if my daughter acquires this property after my wife and I are gone, she will, and if she stays here, perhaps. It depends, I guess, on what happens to my career, although I think my career is pretty well sealed already. I think it's inevitable the way it's going now. But
what gives you those indications?
Well, I guess various critical appraisals I've been getting from people who are extremely concerned and involved in all of the avant-garde, I would say. all the recent stuff, who are not necessarily teachers, but who are practicing artists,
mm-hmm.
or art critics, I would say. And just over the years, it's been a scattered endeavor. I have works in museums and various collections. I could say throughout the world, there are only a few things abroad in museums there, as far as I know. But now I'm kind of gathering my record, making my record. The things are lost. And one painting, I think, has turned out to be in a museum in Mobile, Alabama. Just a friend went down there. You know, just, how did that get there? You know, I think back and see, I was here, and so and so came to my studio, and they bought this or that. You know, just trying to reconstruct the events.
Mm-hmm.
It's really weird.
Somebody gonna do a catalog resume?
Right.
That's gonna be a tough one.
It's gonna be a tough one.
Yeah.
I know.
Keeping any kind of records?
I have some records. I have enough. The person I need to really contact, there's several people. One is Albert Loeb. He was in the New York Gallery. His father was the Pierre Loeb in Paris, and he sold work to a number of collections, including Sonia Henny, Niels Olstad. Mm-hmm. So those works went to the Oslo Museum in Norway. So there's, and he still had about, I would say, a dozen or more paintings of mine.
Mm-hmm.
This one I got back on a trade, but it was too big at the time, and it was even harder to ship. So he got half-size paintings it was only $200 a painting that I got in those days.
When was that?
This was 69, 60, 61. And it was the end of the Abstract Expressionist painting. Now, this is a very good painting. Well, I have it, but... So anyway, they went in different directions, and I assume... he's not in New York now. He must have gone back to join his father in the gallery there. And I have works in NYU and Metropolitan Museum, drawings and watercolors. And those are ones that I want to see again and show my triptychs to, because I feel that I'm not bashful now. I'm just talking about this sense of transition that I described earlier in terms of teaching and so forth. I will go anywhere that I have to show my work. I feel it's really solid. It's been difficult for me to get it together because of the various disciplines I've been hungry enough to be involved with, and it's all kind of amalgamating or mm-hmm. coalescing, and mm-hmm. I can barely stand it. It's so shattering.
When did you start getting this feeling?
Well, last summer was the very beginning of a kind of assimilation and fusing or somehow coordinating of these various tracks, separate tracks. And then I was decided too that I wouldn't try to do sculpture because I just can't store the stuff. I can't afford to buy the steel anymore. And painting does all the things that I need to do at once. It's full of the illusion that I think I'm after.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all illusion anyway, and I'm really happy about it.
Wait a minute, I want you to define. What illusion are you after?
Well, the idea of an ideal space. Now, that's hard to define, ideal space, but it's a deep, transparent space, and yet with a sense of specific layers, levels that are seemingly opaque until they are disembodied as you look at them. So there's a great sense of a changing of the space even as you look at it.
Almost like peeling onion skins off, going for
that's right.
each layer and layer and layer until you reach the core.
A very good analogy, yes. Right. So I used onion skin paper. I made a lot of tracings. Ended up having three or four layers of tracing paper, one on the other. So the drawings were actually one system above the other. Mm-hmm. Trying to get that kind of thing going in my painting, it's taken some time. Sure, it started back in the early 70s, I guess, mm-hmm. with this process. And of course, it uses the figure, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be abstract. It's a deconstruction of the figures, Ken Dehaney says, the chapter that's doing this book. The deconstructing and reassembling of the space vis-a-vis this figure or figures, which are which create and the space and decreate the space, decompose themselves as
mm-hmm.
they recompose themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole lot, I guess, identification with the idea of the transfiguration of the individual, you know, to something better than they are. It's something I believe to change.
Mm-hmm. Do you think your art has the ability to make some social import with people to a certain extent?
I'm sure that it has that ability, yes. Given the right exposure, proper environment, housing, exhibit, and with ample explanation, which I, for one, would be very happy to give in great depth.
Through what means?
Oh, speaking about it, writing about it, and of course, showing the work itself, mm-hmm. like the work speak. I believe in giving anyone a chance to look at the work, though, and being that it is demanding, it needs time, needs many takes, many visits to see the work, to understand it. And that's true.
But you've got a problem. Most people only come and they see it once and that's it, unless something turns them in their mind that draws them back again. It's a very rare instance that somebody will come back for a retake.
That's true. That's true. Unless approached in the way that Ken is doing this, it's got a lot of human interest value in it. It's not as though I'm coming off the wall as a big deal artist or anything. It's kind of a grassroots thing. It's like I could almost consider myself as a hick and a recluse in a way, who's being, you know, pried out of the woodwork, you know, mm-hmm. brought into the public light of day. But this book, I think, from what I gather from what Ken is doing so far, is can appeal to anyone on any level. And then, of course, then all the levels are involved, and it's
similar to the systems of your paintings.
That's right. So it can be seen in a very simplistic, and because of the nature of the work itself, it can be enjoyed, I think, and recognized to be even close to Renaissance work in appearance. In certain respects, I would say very close, because these are some of my influences, powerful Renaissance influences. Conceptually close to Alberti and the mathematic philosophers of Renaissance, and mm-hmm. Della Francesca and Uccello, and their space mathematics, and with something of a psychological introspection that I admire in a person like Rembrandt, which maybe is not directly connected to my own work, but is there in someone looking over my shoulder or something. Mm-hmm. One has many of these, and one has all of history for this, including musical people, music publishing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all there, I think, and there's so many levels that are concrete, that can be recognized as sheer invention, where you see the invention or the ingenuity of organizing, constructing.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, all of the other things, all those other in-between states that one arrives at, vis-a-vis these guidelines, they're there for the person that stays with it long enough, and they will be seen and recognized.
Okay. Thank you very much, Robert. That concludes this interview.